It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the study of Revelation. Revelation chapter 2, we're going to begin reading with the 3rd verse today, the 23rd verse today. Revelation chapter 2, verse 23. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to mail send us a letter and let us know what you think of the program, your spiritual condition, whether you're saved or lost, how we can help you, please write to us at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you can find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And also, if you would like to just email us, you could find us at parkviewbible@gmail.com. parkviewbible@gmail.com, and I'll receive your email. So whichever that you would prefer, why, that's just wonderful. Always love to hear from you. We get a lot of response from folks that's listening to the program. And so please, now, it is time to go to the precious Scripture. We're going to begin reading Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to start with the 23rd verse. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you, I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, and to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule with them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. I will give unto him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Now verse 1 of chapter 3, And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write these things, saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Now, we're going to end with that verse of Scripture, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, we do thank and praise you for the opportunity to come today and to fellowship over your word, to tell folks the truth, your precious word. The truth is not taught today. We find bits and pieces of truth, but much of it is just a lie and has become tradition, and they no longer read and study the Word of God. I thank you for this opportunity to proclaim your word, the truth, and that folks can hear, that through that folks will be saved, be born again. So please, dear Lord, we ask today that those that are listening that do not know you as their Savior, that they will come to the cross of Calvary, find you there where you died for them and took their sins away. And if they'll just come by faith to you, they will be saved, and they'll begin to walk and serve and praise you. And I ask, dear Father, that you strengthen us that are saved, that we become stronger in our faith, that we will walk each and every day in service to you. Now, please, guide and lead us today as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The last time we were together, we found ourselves down in the end of verse 23. And so I will really begin there. I will give every one of you according to your works. Now, we know that our God knows our heart, knows why we do things, why we serve him, why we praise him. Everyone will be judged according to their works, whether lost or saved. Now, salvation, going to heaven, having our sins forgiven, does not depend upon our works. It depends on a personal relationship that you have with Jesus. Have you asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and save you? If you have done that, and I mean from the heart, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead shall be saved. So you see, it's not only just something that your mind comes up with. It has to deal with your heart, down deep in your old soul. You need to know and recognize that you're lost and you're a sinner, and Jesus is the only way. If you come by faith to him, you are saved by his grace through the cross of Calvary. Then is when what you do for him will make a difference. If you work for him diligently all of your rest of your life, God will bless you and honor that. But it has nothing to do with your salvation. If for some reason you choose not to serve him, not to praise him, not to honor him, you still have your salvation. We're going to read some verses of Scripture that maybe will help you to understand that. Saved by grace. All believers are saved by grace. Grace is a free gift. It's something that's not merited. You have not earned it in any way. That's how salvation comes into your heart. Now, the rewards are for your works, and there are degrees of rewards. And so it's exciting to know that God is going to reward us for us serving him and loving him and praising him. It should be for nothing, but instead he still honors us and praises, thanks us by giving us these gifts. It sure isn't earned even when we're working for him. But that is our God. So we're saved by grace, not by works. But what our works after salvation then becomes something that we receive rewards, and we are allowed and have the opportunity to lay these rewards that we receive at the feet of Jesus in praise and honor to him. And so what an opportunity we have. So we need to be busy working, not to hang on to our salvation as most teach. That is a lie. That's not what the Word of God tells us. We are saved by grace and grace alone. There's nothing you can do to save yourself other than accepting the free gift of salvation through Jesus. And so if there's nothing you can do to save yourself, there's certainly nothing you can do to hold on to that salvation, is there? Just think about that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to look at the saved by grace first. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. Now, some of these verses may be very familiar to you, and I hope that they will be. And so if they're not, why, make note of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 11. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now let's kind of look at that just a little bit before we move on to the next verse of Scripture back in Revelation chapter 20. This is talking to believers, only believers. We need to understand that when we are born again, then we have a foundation to build upon. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. How do we have the opportunity to begin to build upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ? Being born again. You must trust in Jesus as your Savior. You must come to the Lord Jesus, and he will save you. And so please, that you trust in him today and lay that foundation. Otherwise, you have nothing solid. You're building on sand, and as a storm comes through, as we have seen mudslides, as we have seen all kinds of storms, if we build upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus, it cannot be moved. If we build on any other foundation, in other words, a church, a doctrine in a church, something that is contrary to the Word of God. Maybe it's half-truths. but you're not standing solely on Jesus Christ and Him alone for your salvation. If you do not, then your salvation is phony, it's fake, it's of no power or strength. You have not got your sins forgiven. The only way you can get your sins forgiven is not to confess them to some man, but turn to Jesus and say, please forgive me of my sin and set me free. And He will. He will save you and He will keep you, and your building begins upon this foundation. And so, and again, other foundations can no man lay, which that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hair, stubble. It's pretty evident to you what happens with gold, silver, and precious stones. When it's tested by fire, as it says down in the lower verses here, it is purified. It's made better. But when fire tests wood, hay, or stubble, it burns up. So even though we are born again and we begin to build upon this foundation, sad to say, where we do a lot of things that is contrary to God's will. Maybe we are serving in church and working very hard, but we're doing it so people see us, recognize what we're doing, and then that way they can pat us on the back. Well, it's going to burn up. So you see, even a believer in Jesus Christ can do many things in their life that is not pleasing to the Lord. Those things will not be honored by God. They will burn up with this test that we're seeing here. And as we have kind of thought this out now just a little bit to look at it, once again, every man's work shall be made manifest. We're going to see it. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Don't be confused. This is talking about believers and believers only here. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Do you see? Once you come by faith to Jesus, He keeps you. Maybe every work, everything that you did will go away. And my, will that be sad, the day that that takes place, that everything goes away. I hope not. I hope that what you're doing right now, I hope you're saved, I hope you're born again, and I hope you're serving Him for the right purpose, to bring honor and praise to Him. If not, yes, you'll be saved. Yes, I will see you in heaven. However, there's going to be a time that you're going to suffer loss, because when those things that you did, you were so busy in the things of the world or trying to get acknowledged and recognized for what you were doing that it was of no value. Please, do things to bring honor and praise unto our God. So we see what takes place now with the believer. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 20. Those that die in their sin, the lost, those that choose not to trust in Jesus as their Savior. They will, instead of opening their eyes in heaven, as I will, and you, if you know Jesus as your Savior, they will open their eyes and they'll find themselves in hell. And they, too, will be judged by their works. By their works. And we have, instead of being degrees of reward for a saved person, born again, they're going to have degrees of torment. It's going to be the opposite. So let's go to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. We're going to look at the 11th verse here. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Once again, this may be a familiar verse to you, and I hope it is. But please write down 1 Corinthians 3, 11 through 15, talking about believers and their being judged on their works, receiving rewards for it. It is not talking about salvation. Evidence in that 15th verse. Maybe all your works will burn up, but salvation is yours because Jesus keeps you. Revelation 20, verse 11 through 15, will be discussing now the lost, those that decided to stay in their sin, take their chances, seem like that their works are going to be sufficient, Let's look at Revelation 20, verse 11. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, for whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. When you trust in Jesus as your Savior, you ask Him into your heart. Your name is recorded in the Lamb's book of life, the book of life as it records here in verse 15. Let's take a look now. We call it the Great White Throne. It's been referred to as the Great White Throne Judgment. And so as we look at the Great White Throne Judgment here, this is pertaining to the lost, not to the saved. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The dead, not physically dead, spiritually separated from God. When they died physically, they went into a place called the place of torment, and that is down in the center of the earth. Now you can say, oh, Larry, that's pretty far-fetched. No, it isn't. That's exactly where they're at. They're in a place of torment, a place where God has prepared for these folks, and they will stay there until they will find their eternal home, which is the lake of fire. Now, the lake of fire was prepared for the devil and his angels, but there's going to be a lot of residents there. Anyone that has not come by faith to Jesus. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened. God is a perfect judge. He is just. He is righteous. He is going to look at every work that you did, and He's going to judge it. He says, well, I'm going to be okay then because, you know, I've done a lot of good works. I've given a lot of money away. I've helped this organization, and I've helped this family. I'm okay. No, there is no works that can get you right with your God, not one. Every item, everything that you try to do is, as the Scripture tells us, filthy rags before a righteous God. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary to save you. That's the only means you have of salvation. Otherwise, you're going to die in your sin, but God will judge you every work that you do. The books were opened. And then it says another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. They'll be judged in that manner. Okay, the sea gave up the dead in verse 13, which were in it. Death, hell, delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. Everyone was judged according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is a second death. Death and hell. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life. You see, all your works are of no value. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Please, I beg you, trust in Jesus as your Savior so that Jesus can come into your heart, save you, take your sins away. And when God looks, when Jesus looks, He's going to see your name written. And when He looks down, He's not going to see any of your sin, any of your mistakes. All He's going to see is His precious blood that He shed on Calvary, covering you for your sin, taking sin away. But He never see who you are. The only thing He sees, and God the Father sees, is a forgiven sinner, purified, made clean through and by the blood of Jesus. And so please that you trust in Jesus today. Please that you look to that. Those two verses are areas of verses of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 3:11 through 15, and a Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. Please, one is concerning the degree of rewards, the other is a degree of torment. And so please that you will come, because when that judgment is finished, there they are cast into the lake of fire for eternity. And if you think today that you have pain and suffering, that pain and suffering will continue forever and ever and ever. And you are daily dying, but never dying. You're continuing to die, continuing to be in pain. The pain and suffering that you have here is nothing compared with what you'll have every day for eternity in the lake of fire. Oh, please come to Jesus today. Please trust in Him today. His infallible knowledge of the mind and heart of man allows Him to give a total and impartial justice. He will give to everyone their just reward. So if you come by faith to Jesus, you'll have an opportunity to serve Him and to praise Him and to honor Him. If you reject the Lord Jesus, then you will be judged by your works, cast into the lake of fire for eternity. Just reward. So please, come by faith to Jesus. Verse 24. But unto you I say, I'm back to Revelation chapter 2, verse 24. But unto you I say, unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. The church of Thyatira had a very brief existence because it went down with the city when it was captured by the enemy. The sin of this city was so wicked that God sent an enemy to take it. Now you says, well, what's that when God didn't save these people? He saved them. Christ saved them through the door of death and took them home to be with Him. The depths of Satan, as it speaks here in this verse of Scripture, which have not known the depths of Satan, this may refer to a sect called Orphites who worship the serpent. These seducers, they call their doctrines depth and profound mysteries, trying all the time to persuade all that are around that they had a deeper insight into religion, even deeper than God Himself. And so you see, you can be really religious and really lost. You need Jesus as your Savior. Don't be duped by Satan in his tactics. The depths of Satan here, the definition is satanical delusions or diabolical mysteries. Christ is here, as we look at the 25th verse, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. Christ is here saying to His church, I am coming to take you out. So hold on. I'm coming to take you out, so hold on. Stand fast for Me. And Jesus will take him out from this wicked situation through and by the door of death. You say, well, what kind of reward is that? Oh, my land, you don't realize what heaven is, do you? You don't realize what being in the presence of Jesus is like. You don't realize being out of this body and being in the presence of the Lord that all pain and suffering is gone, all tears are gone. You've fallen in love with this world too much. He takes this group out through the door of death. He could save them. He could have destroyed all the city and not them. But with everything that was going on, He did not want them under the hand of the enemy. He could even had the enemy just disregard him and left him alone. But with everything that was going on, He knew what was best, and He took him out by the door of death. And he tells them, I will put no other burden on you. So hold on. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Verse 26. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. Things were really getting nasty, really getting miserable, and he took them out. Now, when is that going to happen again? That's going to happen again when Jesus comes to get us. He is going to take the church out. He is going to remove the church before the great tribulation begins. This church was living in a time of great tribulation, and he chose to take them home. We're going to have the same situation. During the tribulation period, God could put his arm around us and protect us and guide and lead us, but he's chosen not to do that. According to his word, he's going to take us out by the door of death, just like here. Now, it may be the door of death, or it may be the rapture. And so, either way, we're not going to have to see it. But when the day comes, all believers that are here, he will come to get. Those who are alive, he'll take immediately into his presence, receiving their glorified bodies on the way. Those that had to go through the door of death will be raised from the dead and join them. What a glorious day that'll be in heaven. We do not have to face this time, this awful time. So, hold, pay attention to what I've given you, because soon all difficulties and dangers will be over. So hold on. Hold on. We need to do the same. Sometimes this old day gets awful ugly, but we need to hold on. And God will give us the strength to do it. He'll give us the wisdom to do it. If we're being tormented, if we're being persecuted, if we're being put to death, God is right there protecting us and taking care of us. So please, I ask you to trust in Jesus today, because he is the only way. There's no other alternative. There is no other way. He says, well, there's a lot of churches teach otherwise. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm not telling you what I believe is right, not my own doctrine or understanding. I'm just telling you what the Word of God has to say. And I stay with the truth. We preach the truth every day that we're in the house of God. We enjoy the Bible studies that we have here, and we have many, because we study the Word of God. And we need to continue to study the Word of God every day. We have started some 20-plus years ago studying through the Word of God. We have gotten to the 38th, 37th chapter of Psalms. We have studied every verse of Scripture in that 20 years. Every verse from Genesis 1:1 to Psalm chapter 37. Every verse we have read, we have looked at, we have studied, we've asked the Holy Spirit to direct us and teach us his way. That's just one study that we have. We have many others. And so please, study the Word of God. Search the Word of God. You want to know the truth? It's going to set you free. But the truth can only come by and through the Word of God, not through some other man. So you look to the Word of God. And again, we have looked at these verses of Scripture in Corinthians and in Revelation. I hope that you go back to those. I hope that you understand that it's victory when God takes these people home and releases them. Just hold on. The promise of victory to these believers, as we have in these last verses of the Scripture, and we'll start there next time we come together with this 26th verse. Hold on. I'm coming. And so please, my dear friend, no matter what's going on in your life, look to the Lord Jesus, trust him as your Savior, and then hold on for the ride, because he's going to take us on the best ride of your life. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?